What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here, and welcome back to Mental War. Today, we're diving headfirst into something that plagues pretty much every single one of us at some point. Procrastination. I mean, who hasn't stared blankly at a mountain of work, feeling like Sisyphus pushing that boulder uphill? Ever get that sinking feeling when you know you should be tackling a big project, but the thought of starting feels like climbing Mount Everest in flip-flops? You're not alone, trust me. But guess what? We can conquer this beast, and we're going to learn how to do it by adopting some seriously Spartan-level discipline. We're talking about breaking down those daunting tasks into manageable bites, turning your inner procrastinator into a productivity powerhouse. Here's the thing, when faced with a massive project, our brains go into fight-or-flight mode. It's like an alarm screaming too big. Too scary. Nope. But we're going to rewire that system. We're going to train our minds to see those big tasks as achievable goals, one step at a time. First up, the power of small wins. Ever heard the saying Rome wasn't built in a day? Well, it's true. And neither is that epic presentation you need to nail or that novel simmering in your brain. Instead of getting overwhelmed by the whole picture, focus on breaking it down into smaller, bite-sized chunks. What's one tiny step you can take right now? Maybe it's outlining a single chapter, researching just one source for your project, or simply setting aside 15 minutes to brainstorm ideas. Next, time blocking is your best friend. Seriously, treat time like gold. Lock out specific time slots in your day dedicated solely to tackling your tasks. And don't be afraid to schedule breaks, those are essential for keeping your brain fresh and focused. Think of it like training. You wouldn't try to run a marathon without proper rest, would you? Now I'll embrace the Pomodoro technique. This is a game changer. It involves working in focused bursts of 25 minutes followed by a short 5-minute break. Repeat the cycle 4 times, then take a longer break. It sounds simple, but it's amazingly effective for maintaining focus and preventing burnout. Remember, eliminate distractions. This is crucial. Turn off those notifications, silence your phone, find a quiet space, whatever it takes to create an environment where you can truly concentrate. You wouldn't try to have a serious conversation in a noisy bar, right? Same goes for your work. Finally, celebrate your wins. Don't underestimate the power of acknowledging your accomplishments, big or small. Give yourself a high five, take a celebratory break, or treat yourself to something you enjoy. This positive reinforcement will keep you motivated and excited to tackle those next challenges. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant writer who's been staring at a blank screen for weeks, paralyzed by the enormity of her novel. She's overwhelmed by the sheer number of words she needs to write, so she puts it off day after day. Sound familiar? Then comes a lightbulb moment. Sarah decides to break down her novel into smaller chapters, focusing on just one at a time. She sets a timer for 25 minutes each day and writes without stopping, even if it's just a few sentences. She celebrates each completed chapter with a delicious cup of coffee and a walk in the park. And guess what? Slowly but surely, she makes progress page by page until her novel is finally complete. See, it's not about magic, it's about mindset and strategy. So, remember these key takeaways. Break down those big tasks into manageable chunks, time block your day, embrace the Pomodoro technique, eliminate distractions, and celebrate every victory along the way. You can do this. Remember, you're a warrior of focus and master of your own destiny. Now go out there and conquer that procrastination beast. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need some Spartan-level motivation. Until next time, keep pushing those limits and keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.